Hello and welcome to another Directions Magazine podcast, today sponsored by Pitney Bowes. I'm here with Clarence Hemphill, the Director of Global Product Strategy. Clarence, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me, Joe.
We're going to be talking about a unique solution for location intelligence from Pitney Bowes called Spectrum Spatial. So Clarence, let's start by giving me the Cliff Notes version of what Spectrum Spatial is.
Absolutely. So Spectrum Spatial is our enterprise location intelligence platform. It's based upon an SOA infrastructure that makes it extremely easy to integrate within our customers' environments. And typically it's used both for kind of GIS applications, so our GIS customers will interact with it, but we've also have built a bit of a reputation for being able to allow kind of non-GIS people who need to build spatial services utilize our technology as well. And the core capabilities revolve around, you know, the things your listeners would typically expect, you know, visualization and analysis, routing, geocoding, as well as you can incorporate both a customer's data as well as data sets that, you know, we sell optionally.
So I understand that Spectrum Spatial is composed of three modules. Can you briefly describe them and their application?
Sure. So the primary modules behind Spectrum Spatial are what we call the Enterprise Geocoding Module, the Enterprise Routing Module, and then our Location Intelligence Module. And what each one does, I'll kind of briefly go into that. So geocoding is, of course, forward and reverse geocoding, so taking an address and converting that into a coordinate pair, or doing the opposite, taking, you know, whether it's from GPS or many other sources, taking that coordinate pair and translating that into a very accurate address. We also have some pretty unique capabilities within our geocoding module to do type ahead, particularly in kind of location-based applications. But it's also extremely unique in that we have the widest array of geocoding capabilities across the globe. We support something like 250 countries and territories around the globe at various levels of accuracy. Routing, of course, as the name implies, has the ability to do both kind of drive directions, but the majority of our customers are using it for doing drive time analytics, so, you know, your isochrone and isodistance types of applications. But we do support, you know, drive directions for traveling salesmen and things of that nature. And then our location intelligence module is probably the most densely packed out of the three modules. And this handles all of the visualization, so it is a map server. But we also have the ability to do a wide array of spatial calculations and spatial other forms of spatial operations. But all three modules are then supported by something we call the Enterprise Designer. And what is pretty unique in the space is our users can orchestrate a geo process using a visual workbench, if you will, and design a process that starts from integrating with your business or your spatial data sources, passing it through, let's say, geocoding, in order to then take that coordinate and hand it off to our location intelligence module to do a whole series of spatial calculations for the purpose of ultimately presenting a map at the end.
Can you give me a sense of the workflow that a typical user might do to start using each of those individual modules? Would they start with geocoding, go to location intelligence? How might that user start?
So everybody's workflow is a little bit different. It depends upon which modules they have licensed, because the thing I didn't necessarily mention, but I'll do really quickly here, is those modules are optional. Spectrum as a platform, we built it to be modular, so you can license only those modules that you absolutely need. So if you have some pre-existing geocoding technology that you're happy with, you can fit our other two modules around and vice versa. So depending upon what you have licensed, many of our customers might start off with they are passed either an address or maybe a coordinate from some other application. And through, you know, web services and APIs, JavaScript, et cetera, we can integrate with their within their current environment. So they may have some data that comes in, or we might pull it directly from a database. So they'll typically make pass data into Spectrum. So there's normally a stage in our workflow designer that would represent that input. Based on that, they'll pass it to the Enterprise Geocoding Module to do, you know, forward or reverse geocoding, whatever the use case requires. Typically, at that point, it'll get passed to the Location Intelligence Module, maybe to do a point and polygon type of search or a find nearest or whatever the case may be. And oftentimes, one of the final steps in the process is writing that data to either their spatial database or outputting it to some other application that requires it, or it could be a mapping application.
Perhaps give me some of the use cases for which spectrum spatial are most beneficial.
Sure. So it's very interesting in that because we straddle these two environments, both with GIS users as well as those and business roles who don't who haven't gone to school to be to study GIS, but have are now required to stand up applications. So the use cases vary pretty dramatically. But one that I've seen most frequently and most often is, you know, they have the need to integrate maps, if you will, with their business intelligence environment. So, you know, I can think of more than a few customers who have stood up Spectrum Spatial to integrate directly with their chosen BI system in order to do all the spatial visualization. So, of course, as I mentioned with the location intelligence module, that does house our map server. And so, you know, oftentimes on the fly, we're hitting against their data warehouse to do, let's say, geocoding of their customer data as part of the process. And then their BI system will call out to Spectrum Spatial to do the visualization, including our geocoding processes and possibly some drive time analytics around maybe store locations in order to present that information, in this case, within their BI system so that their business analyst or marketing analyst can interact directly with that application, which is calling all of our capabilities.
And so it would integrate with most of the typical BI solutions that are on the market today.
Yes. Part of our approach has always been to be agnostic of not only databases at kind of the bottom level, but agnostic to the various business applications that are around it, and we can virtually integrate with anything that's out there.
Yeah, and certainly there are a lot of business intelligence solutions now incorporating mapping technology, so this seems to be a perfect way to integrate any type of spatial operations into a BI solution.
Absolutely.
Why is Spectrum Spatial unique and relevant to the majority of the GIS community?
So for the GIS community, the reason why it's unique is, one, the I know with the customers I've spoken to who are in the who are GIS employees, they really appreciate the fact that it has this visual workflow designer that allows, that we call the enterprise designer, that allows them to create these geo processes without having to deal with the programmatic interfaces which many spatial servers have had available for quite some time. They like the fact as well that we're able to pull together some unique capabilities. We have, you know, a very robust geocoding capability. Our routing solution doesn't require our desk, we're still very proud of. You don't have to build interact with our routing capability from the desktop and push it into the server environment. You can actually build your routing workflow directly within our server technology. But you can also, though, capture or call these capabilities from our server technology and push them into our desktop environment or pretty much any desktop GIS technology that you want to expose our services to. So it's very flexible. And in addition, it can, because it's a modular technology, and one of the benefits is we also have a wide array of data management capabilities all on the same platform, that depending on your company's use case or your organization's use case, you can incorporate our data quality capabilities to, you know, validate addresses, match and merge customer records, so that when you're doing your analytical processes downstream, you know you have a single view of that entity that you're now analyzing. So all of those capabilities can be integrated both in your various desktop GIS technologies that you're using or as part of business processes that will tie into other applications.
Let me just take you back to one thing you had said earlier, and I want to just get a little bit more information, and that's on the visual workbench. How might a typical user apply this technology for some unique geospatial operations?
So great question. This is a thick client that you would install on your machine. So you would have our Spectrum Enterprise Designer on your desktop, let's say. And depending upon what capabilities you've licensed, there's roughly, in addition to Spectrum Spatial, there are about 17 different modules that you can license within the Spectrum environment. And so within that drag and drop interface, again, only the capabilities that you've licensed are available to you, but you can create this workflow that starts from the various either databases that you want to pull data from into the Spectrum environment. So we have both business data integration as well as spatial data integration all resident within this platform. But you can also create services, so you might be having a direct interface to a business application that you then want to string together, let's say, address validation with geocoding, with a whole series of spatial calculations to then write that information back to your database or, again, to the calling application.
So maybe one final question, Clarence. Can you give me an idea how Spectrum Spatial might integrate with MapInfo on the desktop or other solutions, since there are so many of our listeners who would be MapInfo users?
Absolutely. So many of our customers today who are using MapInfo Professional will call to either Spectrum on-premise, if they have Spectrum Spatial running on-premise, or we do have kind of a scaled-down version that we call Spectrum on-demand, but they might call for, let's say, geocoding services or routing services from Spectrum. So depending upon whether or not they have the on-premise version or the SaaS version, we can expose the services from our server-based technology directly to the desktop environment. So most often, our customers are calling Spectrum for, let's say, geocoding and routing and some spatial calculations, even though Pro is very robust in that way. As well as, because of the nature of the server product, we rely on MapInfo Professional to be the author of maps that are consumed by our map server. So what we have is the ability to push those capabilities from the desktop environment directly to our server environment for an on-premise installation.
Well, great. That's a fantastic overview of Spectrum Spatial, in particular how it's relevant to the GIS community and how it might integrate with a typical MapInfo user. So Clarence, I really want to thank you for your time today and for all the information about Spectrum Spatial.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks again for joining me today on another Directions Magazine podcast. If you'd like to comment today about my interview with Clarence Hemphill, please write to me at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.